Welcome to the audio version of Sean Wheeler's Thoughts on Education and Technology, educating today's students for tomorrow. Productivity and School Funding. Disclaimer. For those who know me, the sarcasm of this post will bleed through. However, there is some truth and a valid reason to consider what you're about to hear. A few weeks back, I posted What Should Microsoft Say to OpenOffice Apps? This weekend, I learned of PortableApps.com and all the portable applications I can run from my flash drive. As I explored the many software applications on this website, my mind kept going back to the multiple conversations I've had with other technology educators concerning funding and the cost of keeping mainstream applications available to our students. I'm a huge fan of Microsoft Office 2007 and the several versions that came before it. But I also realize our schools require more funding, and much of the funding we enjoy in our schools was added without additional monies. In a nutshell, the money we are using for technology used to pay for something else. Keeping with that line of thought, we as technology educators are demanding more technology in the classroom and resources from the network. With a downturn in the economy, we are faced with the challenges of increasing the use of technology with less and less funding. Remember, there's no whining in education technology. Here comes the sarcasm, but it could work. PortableApps.com offers all the productivity tools we need. Example, word processing, spreadsheet, database, presentation software, email client, calendar, web browser, plus a few additional applications for power users. These applications are free, however, they need to be run from a flash drive. Enter the first cost, but the cost is cheap. We can buy an 8GB flash drive from Amazon.com for about $40. Now we have a productivity applications and storage all for $40 a person. Email seems to be a lifeline for most educators, and Google is now giving that away. With the addition of Gmail, staff and students have the option to use the browser to check their email or the Thunderbird client built into the portable application suite. They also have the option to use Google Docs or the portable application suite so they can always have access to their files. Not bad, and we're still only at $40 a person. What about the desktop computer? While it is true we could get rid of Windows altogether for a flavor of Linux, many school districts own the version of Windows the machine came with, and the portable application suite requires Windows. As you can see, there's no reason to toss the baby out with the bathwater. But we do need to keep the machines usable with limited technical support. In most cases, the IT shop can lock down the machine so you can't install software. Or they could spend a few dollars on a product like Deep Freeze, which allows the person to install software. However, once the system is rebooted, the machine returns itself to the original state. Microsoft makes a product that does this, but the name has slipped my mind. What about server storage for personal files? Not to worry. Each person has an 8GB flash drive, and if they need more, they can visit their favorite computer store. What about backing up the user data? Again, not to worry, there's a backup utility built into the portable application suite. All the user has to do is point to the location where they want the file to live. I recommend another flash drive. If there are users who wish to work in a collaborative environment, they can use Google Docs. Those wishing to have a website can use one of the many different free tools, including the Google Web Page tool. And if they want a blog, Google can do that too. Or they can use one of the many other free blogging tools. Of course, there are a number of different wiki tools freely available, which could be used to collaborate and save the school district money. The last item that comes to mind, should every person in the environment be required to use these tools, or just some people, be allowed to use the mainstream tools? My opinion on this is simple. If it is really about saving money, everybody should have to use the same tools. Back to reality. Do I really believe we as educators should do something this drastic? Do I really believe we should give up our mainstream and enterprise tools? The answer to that is simple, no. However, we are being forced to think outside the box and forced to look at doing things which are less expensive. I like saving money, and I believe we should do so where and whenever possible. But less expensive is not always better. We need to consider these non-mainstream tools closely and heavily involve our communities in these discussions before we make such a drastic change.